Okay. Maybe at the end of this year, we'll discuss the schedule for the week. Obviously, there's no shiur on Thursday. But the shiur is today, tomorrow, and maybe we'll discuss about Wednesday what the story is. Okay. This is packet 25A. Okay. Azai. So we know the halacha is that there are three parts to the human body. L'gabi hilchas katzitza. One is the outer part. Outer surface. And that requires bias mayim, meaning that has to have water touching it, and it has to be underneath the mikvah, underneath the water level. The whole thing, including every strand of hair. Even a little strand of hair that's above the, didn't go below the water, you, kilo lo tovo. You don't say, you know, rubo kakulo, you don't say like that. You have to be kulo in the mikvah, the vasachas. Then you have the inner part of the body, like in your mouth, in your nose, the ears, and that is called the beis hastarim. And that requires royal bias mind, meaning you don't have to keep your mouth open during the mikveh, but lo yitzur, the mouth would be open. It has to be that water could have gotten all over. So if you'd have something in your mouth that you mocked it on, so then you would have to remove it. Yes, mir hamakpid is a chatzitza. And then, it's called the mokam balua, meaning when you go further in the body, every opening in the body, you go further in, it's no longer called the base of starim anymore. It's called balua. Meaning, because obviously there has to be a certain point in the body that it doesn't, like one of the, I think maybe the Noda Yehuda writes this someplace, or some of the Achronim write, maybe the Noda Yehuda. No one says before you go to the mikveh, you have to vomit. Because maybe there's food inside, and that could be in your stomach, and that's not going to be as mine. The answer is no, because so far in is called balua. And once it's balua, it doesn't even need royal bias mayim. So the question is going to be, at what point in the body does it change from beis hastarim to makom balua? So Lamaisa, there is a Tosfos Harach. On page 5. The Tosfos Harach has a discussion of why is something called a beis hastarim? You know, what's the gedder for it to be beis hastarim? So he writes on the second column, keva delefamim nichmas bo hamayim. In other words, there has to be something that sometimes the water could get in. In other words, if you're in a swimming pool and for a second you open your mouth, some water can get in. But in your stomach, the water's not going to, you understand, it's not going to get in. So there are parts of the body that that the water is not lefamim nichnas. So that's a very important yisod that the Chosen Rosh says. It has to be, to become Beis HaStarim, has to be a place where lefamim the water could get to. The Rashba says a different word on page 6. Wait, no, I didn't mean the Rashba. Maybe I did. One second. Now I want to show you the Tshuvas Rama Mipanu on page 13. Here's a shot of little of Yovich of Toch HaChotem. You have, you know, stuff in your nose. There's the Choytzeitz. HaKlab HaChatzisho Shalom Nidda Toro L'molcha Asharis. Mashal Cholo HaGuf HaFil Roi L'Bias Mayim Eino Tzarek. Once it's the Cholo HaGuf, you don't even need Roi L'Bias Mayim. Alamokum Shadakal Yos Misgala L'Fomim. So it means, so he says a different word. He says, what's considered a Beis HaStarim? Something that sometimes niskala. Meaning, if I open my mouth, you see inside, you see my teeth, you see. So it's sometimes niskala. My stomach is never niskala. Understand? But something that's lefami misgala, so that's when they required a din of what? Royal Libya's mind. Yeah, so what if you have something that will never be misgala, but water could still get there? What about something in your ear that water could get to, but it's not going to be in the scala? So maybe that could still be considered a royal BS mine. Now, the Node of Yehuda has a tshuva. On page 8, about the good old tabaz, the uterine prolapse, as we discussed. So is that considered, in other words, right, you have to take it out for the mikvah we discussed last time about this. Or perhaps we could say that it's not a makom, maybe it's a makom balua, maybe it's not a Beis HaStarim. So there is a sugya in Nidan, Mem Beis of Beis on page 7. So
Ibayilu also mokum shal isha balu havi obeis astar mavi. What's the din of also mokum, in other words, the vaginal canal of a woman? So what is that called? Is that balua? And if it's balua, then what? Here he's talking about it in the context of tumah. For something that's balua is mufka from tumah. Here in Batame in the base. But if it's base of starim, then that could be different. That could. So, so this is my not gemina. So now the Gemara gives a very far out not gemina. Kunche tachva lo chaverta kizayis nevela ba'osa mokum. Nevela is some, an animal that dies without proper shechita. And the vela is unique from other shar macholas asuros that it's matame also. Like basa b'chol is not matame. Treif is, you know, the vela is matame. So what happens if this is very, you know, strange? Not necessarily has to be shchiach, but in a theoretical nafkamina. If a woman would have nevela, somebody who stuck nevela inside the oso makom, so is it metame, the woman? Zayis nevela is metame. Yamrit balu have tuma balu alom metame. Yamrit beisa starm have he the magalom metame v'masam be metame. So the Gemara says, Abai Omar Baluahave, and Rava Omar Besastarim Havi. So Abai says it's Balua, and Rava says it's Besastarim. Now this context of this Gemara is the context of what? Tumah. So now, if this would be, if we would compare tumah to chatzitza, and we sit, and we would paskin like what halacha is like who rava, right? Not like Abaye. So then it should come out that it's beis hastarim, and if it's beis hastarim, then in this context it would be metame. And it also would be have to have a din of chatzitza, because Beis HaStarim has a halach of chatzitza. And Bukhara, if that would be the case, then the Ramah Mipanu's definition, that it's Lefamim Nisgale, Lechora, would not fit in. Because if you hold that the... Even if you want to say that the Osa Mokom, even here the Gemara means, you know, within reason how far the Osa Mokom is, but, you know, but certainly the beginning of the vaginal canal coming from outside in would be considered a base of starim, and therefore the Toichev and Avela in that Mokom would be... You know, if you base a storm, would have a din of chatzitza, so then even the Korah would be against the Ramah Mipanu, because, and then the question is, would it be against also the Toz HaRosh? Because the Maisa, if a woman, say, standing in a mikveh, you know, without clothing on, so how much is the water going in? How far does it go?
No, I mean,
Yeah, but I'm saying...
The water does go in.
Yeah, water does go in, but it's hard to believe that the whole Beis HaChitzon is now filled with water. I don't know. I don't know. But certainly it's not in the Scala. So the Nodav Yehuda, now we can look at the Nodav Yehuda. On page 8. So his question is, Al-Dvar, Aisha Shahusam Tabasha Shava Tocha Omer Kaproter Tzorkapua. Right, she has a tabas, a bagel, whatever you want to call it. So this we discussed last week about, is that called Matbir or not? So last week we were talking about it from the perspective of what's called Matbir and what's not called Matbir. So Vaday Kari Matbir. He says, of course it's Matbid, she has to take it out, and she has to take it out be made later. We saw the Kassav Sofer disagreed, the Zichron Yosef disagreed. And then he says that the Gemara says an Ida, Hilchos Sakarova, the Beis Hasdarim. So, but he says, "Amnam adkan lo nechruchu al beis hachitzon, but ba'omek harechem lamala mi beis hachitzon, mekul yama balua hava." But once it gets too further in, it's balua. So he says, "Me'ata uti sichli zu ikar refuasa shetachnis tabaze ba'omek ma'od." Put it further back, la'akev nefilos harechem, to stop uterine prolapse. Utzrich manu lachko isha zu im omera shehi kol kach ba'omek ad shu omok b'mokam she'en ha'sham ashdosh. Mugir sham. Fil b'shaz gemar biya ashuv mikri balur. Whereas if it's in a place where, so he's saying what should be the, because wherever the man's aver goes during biya, that's called Beis HaStarim. Anything further in, that would be called, that would call Balua. But that's, you know, very far, because that could be by the cervix even. But sometimes, I had this shiloh this week, showed me that they had a, after Tashmish, for some reason they took a white towel, one of the classic things that you're not supposed to do, and wiped that area externally, but it still was a white towel, and there was a gris of a kesem of red. It was more than a nickel, whatever. So we sent it to a bodeket, and the bodeket said that the cervix is very, friable or whatever. It's if you put a Q-tip to the cervix, it could bleed. So then that's probably what happened. That the man during Tashmish, his aver, hit the cervix. So then she bled. So that's pretty far back. If you go further in than the cervix, then that's probably not going to get to that area. But, so that's what the Yehuda says. Anything in the vaginal canal, you can't put in there. And it's a chatzitza. So if the tabas is in the vaginal canal, then it would be chotzer. If it's further up, then it wouldn't be. So that's that is the Nodav Yehuda Shita. So that's a chumrah, because maybe according to the Ramam Bipanu, even in the vaginal canal, that may be considered palua. The Gemara says not that way, halacha kerava, but maybe the Gemara is talking about tumah. Who says that's the same halacha of chatzitza? Who says it's the same halacha? Maybe it's not. Maybe chatzitza is more kal, meaning even the vaginal canal it's not palm in this gala. So maybe that would be considered a. Would be considered makom balur against the Noda Behuda. And in the Chubas Rabbi Kiv Eger on page 20 in the Chubas So he has the same shayla here on page 18. Isha tzricha moseis kli bebeis harechem yihavi chatzitza b'tfila. It's amazing that every achron has a tshuva on this topic. This must have been single achron of note has a tshuva on tabas bebeis harechem. That was like the shayla of the day. Yeah, page 18. Look at Vega. Hadasa shenishal, isha shenechlisha ha'aim shalah. Aim means the rechem. She got weak, so it's falling down. Tzicha kli agol beveis harechem. Barofim omim shesakana lo leilechaf siya achas b'li akli. You see how chomer this was. You know, she can't even walk one step without it. So it's going to be chatzitza, or not. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, what was the Shulchan Aruch talking about? The famous Mordechai, right? That the woman wakes up one day and her hair is all braided. Pretty good. You go to sleep, you wake up, your hair is all braided. And who did? Who braided it? The Shaven. Spooks. The Shaven, what do you think of that, Jonathan? The Shaven braided the woman's hair overnight.
Wow.
And it's a sakana. You don't start off with Shaven. Right, Avram? You don't start off with Shaven.
That's what you say, Halakma Anna. That they are there.
Yeah. So you don't start off with shadim. So the mela. So the question is that a chatzitza. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, from quoting the Mordechai, if it's a sakana to take out the davar hachotze, it's not called makpid. So anything you need to be there all the time, mikoch sakana, because if you take it out, is mikri enu makpedis. So the same thing you can say over here, that the thing inside the woman is considered
a pacemaker.
That's inside. So that's what Rabbi Shivaga says, so that maybe that's not called chotzes. Well, is it Rabbi Kivayger? I think so. Now, so that's the question is, okay, that's Mitzat Sakana. But the question is, what about Lagabe Beis Hastara versus Makom Halua? So he says, over here, on page 20, on the left side, Sukkos of Yedidi Aravanal, the Leinian Tefila, also Makom Yitzurkliot Royal Abiyas Mai. Came in the after she comes to my musocha. So that's the Harosh's work. That if the mayim can't get there, then the assumption is that the mayim is not going to get where the tabas is. In other words, when a woman's standing in water, she doesn't just fill up with water. I mean, it could be water comes in a little bit, not like you just stay there for 10 minutes in the water. Now the whole vaginal canal is full with water. So he assumes not. So he says like this on page 21, Omnum. Nearly Ladon Lahako, Yishlomo Kipshuto, the Kushti, the Milsi Yishkilok, Bain Hatamim, the Tanid Rambon, and came in the tomb of Havaki Grimoi, the male base of Star Rabbi, the Olam Star, the Lomashkat, the Mokam Chu, Gilo, the Tumma, the Boy Royal Abyss Naim. The time of the right so royal be swine can you show how the steam is supposed to match the local call it's a storm by each royal be a smile look of sakara base fake so if you can ashbro all of say so the boy the base storm so if it's a kind of making a macredis so you have two stars for cooler maybe there's a base of storm and maybe this is called in a macredis because of the sakana. So those are some of the issues here.
He doesn't
quote the
Ramamipanim.
Yeah, okay. He doesn't quote him.
The
Rashi. Maybe he didn't have the
Ramamipanim.
Maybe. At least he has a sfek sfeka, right? A sfek about the idea of the sakana not being a, and then the idea that maybe it's considered a lua.
Yeah, so he's okay with that
sfek,
that something that...
Well, at least to sfek sfeka. And then, in the Avnei Nezer, on page 28, now this is the first time you're going to see it inside the phrase bagel. Page 28. Zvah Yisha Sharofim Tachmula Bagel Bifnim. Don't think that means a real bagel. Just because you might say, well, the Gemara speaks about Tachmo in a Vela, you know. But here it means, you know, the Tabas. Amr Shemukrachas Alechas, Bebegel Bala Chadashim. She has to keep it in for 4 months. And then he says, Why this was first Harav Zal Lisa. We see the culture of almost all the council of Shama Hamayim. The water can't even get there.
That's who said it. I mean, we saw it from the Tosis. Tosis Harash, right? Water to get there. Didn't, so those that maybe didn't have a Tosis Harash should have it from the Nesivis, quoted in the Trubas Rabbi Kivega. And then he said Trubas Menachem Azariah. Yeah, after Royal Libyas Maim Globin and Tosi Harosh. So we have all these svaras. We have thought, Habegel Munach Mashas HaTfilu, V'mokam Shein Nifl Hashem Maim Olam Afalo Habegel Shuv Eina Chotzis. Even the Tovim Baim Shama Maim Azli Shari Heter. But if it comes in sometimes, then there's no Heter. Azli Shari Heter. So the Avni Nezer on page 28, he speaks about the bagel on the bottom of page 28 on the right corner. And he says you can rely on that svara, that the Nesivis has that svara of what we saw from the Tosus HaRosh. That if water doesn't get mustaber, if water doesn't get there, so then what are you going to say? You need royal bias mind, but water doesn't get there. It's mustaber that the only time you need royal bias mayim is a place where the water gets. Then you need royal bias mayim. But if the water doesn't get any either, so that's balua. And the Gulos Ilius on page 29. He says, "Bidin hani noshim nosei habegel." He also speaks about the nosei habegel. Sacha rechem lakev is a shvira shel farfel. That's the prolapse. Nothing to do with farfel. So he says the same thing. He quotes Rabbi Kivega. First he says it's sakana, so that's called Eino Makpid. And then he says the other svara, that the water has to be able to, who svara sashol v'do divhuda, v'adin imam, kenu emes b'li sofik. He says that's the emes. Ah, what about the machlokas abai b'rovo? So he says, nah. That he says, Chiddush of Nizik Asar Dichachochol is that Mimah Shenechol Abay Rav Hashem Yivtochol Samochol Balu Havi Obeit Sestor Vachrin Lein Kizayis. Why don't you say Nafkimin Lein Yen Chatzitza? So in second, so he wants to say that no, Chatzitza is different. That's the Gulos Ilyas. Chatzitza is different. And when it comes to Chatzitza, it has to be a place where the water can get. If the water can get there, then yes, sir.
Against the rule of the hills, he was just saying he'd be coming on the rock.
Yeah, he likes that, and yeah. He says, "I want to," and he says that the Gemara is the.
Okay, I mean, well, real kafis is only by frugal matter. I mean, it's not shy of the Gemara doesn't. Brings us enough to mean. It's not really applicable for, you know, it's not really a meaning. But the Avni Nezer, he kind of coupled together. You know, he quoted the Rosh, meaning according to the Svar from Ilf and Ram, but then he says they're not me fan.
Right.
Meaning, does that just mean he's holding both, or they both are saying the same thing?
Well, yeah, one of those.
They're both Svaras.
Yeah. And then we have the Pachad Yitzchok. What a Yitzchok Lampromti. He wrote the encyclopedia, the famous encyclopedia, Pachad Yitzchok, not to be confused with the Pachad Yitzchok of Rav Huttner. It's a different Pachad Yitzchok. This is an encyclopedic work, page 33. So again, he speaks about nothing less than the Tabas. Because everyone was like into this Shiloh. This was like the most popular Shiloh that existed in the literature of the Chronim. It's a Tabas Koitzitz. Again, this Tabas has nothing to do with the ring on your finger. It has to do with the Tabas inside the Oso Mokum. No, medical, not reproductive. Medical. In other words, her uterus was caving in.
Right.
And that apparently is a sakana. So, you know, so you need this supports it up.
Then you have this with six special things. I think tons of the bottom, like reproductive technologies, there are things that are limited, like there are things that would be similar to that.
Oh, so we're going to get to that momentarily. So he also has this thing, the Rav Avadya Yosef calls it. And he discusses, you know, maybe what's the din of Riti al Makoso. So he says, Li Nira, on the second column, Lo Dabi Klal Ha Riti Shal Makad Tzarech Lasir Mide Yom Biyom Ol Hachwif. He says, Riti al Makoso is not Chertzes because you take it off like every day to put on a new thing. So that's a chatzitza. But if you, that's why some point out, based on this Rav Yitzchak Lampronti, that if you have a cast or a thing that you can get wet, and you don't take it off every day, you keep it on as long as you need it there, and if you can get it wet, then it wouldn't be a chatzitza, according to, I think Rav Avadya Yosef points this out, according to Rav Yitzchak Lampronti. So that's one of the important coolers. You know, Ksav Sofer discusses this, but this is the Rav Yitzchak Lampronti's tshuva. And if you need it there, not everyone passes like this. Some say no. And Mishra says, Riti al Makasos Chaitzes, it's always Chaitzes. And he says no.
What
about
camping? You can't get wet.
Yeah, so you can't get wet. So pashtus is that that's a chatzitza. Because then you're not putting it on. If somebody wants a, so what are you going to do with a cast that can't get wet? So they're going to put something on top of the cast. That's only going to be there in the mikvah. So that most told that that's a chatzitza. Because that you just want while you're in the mikvah, as opposed to, so that's not bottled to the goof. But something that you want the whole time, and you can get wet. So then that's when this svara applies. Rav Avadya Yosef once in the Sefer Rabbeinu, he gave a heter even when she was just putting on. But that's like a big chiddush. And Rabbi Tuchman was discussing a couple of years ago, you know, what's the Svara Tanakh, maybe it was a case where they were afraid that they were going to be nichshol, so the whole issue was only at the Rabbanan, so maybe he didn't really.
What if they were losing the cast, the water can get under the cast, is that?
Yeah, okay, whatever. The water can get under the cast, then there's nothing to talk about, but usually.
She's still wearing it.
But if the water's getting under it, it's getting under it. So, Shalom Al Yisrael. But usually, not like that.
Rav Abadi likes to quote the Mishnah Achrona here on page 34, where he says, "Ratiya shalach ugal tzarchlo, ulo kopir ala, shachol ma'am kopir ala, shalol kopir ala mishikha." Because they used to, "Ratiya shalach ugal tzarchlo, ulo kopir ala." So why is it a chatzitza? You want it to be there. Because you don't want that there's refuah on the cast, some cream or whatever. So he's not good that he doesn't want the cream to be washed off. So the mailer, that's why he's not good. But if he wouldn't be not good at all, if he's there's no cream, there's no, it's a regular cast, then he would consider it to be not a chatzitza. So this is a uterine prolapse. If you want to see about it, mayoclinic.com. You could have all the things here.
Mishnah Chronos. That's one part. The next part is he has a cast.
Yeah.
And he says, that's an asher.
Right.
He says asher.
Right.
Because since someone
says
the
maka. Right, that's the pashut shot. If it's just because of the maka, you don't remember. Then the other big question that people have, Bismana says, the nuvaring on page 41. Nuvaring, it says over here in Wikipedia, is a flexible plastic ring. It's used for contraceptive. So it was first approved in the Netherlands on February 14th, 2001. And then by all 14 other countries. So people use this, the NuvaRing. He says you use it a 3-week period and then you take it out. And the NuvaRing is comparable to the placebo week. The break week, in other words, when you take it out, that's like people who are on the pill, they have their active pill, and then they take it, and they stop, they have their placebo days, and then back to the active. So the same thing, when you take out the NuvaRing, so the question is, do you have to take that out for the mikvah? Or is that called balua or something like that? So there are people who, you know, take it out. And Rav Abadi, Rav Tzinner, both, I believe, told me that they hold you can leave it in, make it in. Balua, whatever. Then we're going to see Rav Moshe has a cooler if something is in the base of Starim, but it's not dovuk, it's just there, but it's not stuck there. That also would be, but that's not for today's packet. So some people take it out, and then when you take it out, sometimes, as the shayla that comes up about that when you're taking it out, there could be some blood on the NuvaRing, and that's like Rabbi Willig said, that's from a doctor, that sometimes when you're pulling it out, that causes the scrape against the wall of the vaginal wall, and sometimes it could be a maka. But obviously it's simpler if you don't take it out. If you don't take it out, then just leave it there. And she goes to the mikvah and Shalom Lo Yisrael. So I believe I heard Rav Tzinner, I've heard Rav Abadi say it, I've heard Rav Tzinner say it, and others.
And if it's so tight that water can't even get to that part?
Yeah, I think the assumption is water's not going to get there, but it's not tight enough that it would be considered dovuk if we work with the dovuk thing. You know, I don't think it's so hard to get it out, but I don't think necessarily you can assume that water gets in there. Yeah. No, those are the ones that I recall offhand. That told me they would make go on not removing the NuvaRing from the mikvah.
Because of the
law, Okay, so these are very important yesodos in because it comes up. Woman has a cast on her hand. You know, it could be nafkamina for her. You know, she can go right now or she has to wait weeks. So there are mekilim on this shayla. Not everyone. I told you that was the story I had with the mikvah, that they didn't want to let her in because she had a bandage on her hand. And then they had to go to a different mikvah, the story I told last time. Okay, now we're both saying, the bar will have shir, regular 9:30. I'm even willing, I'll tell you the truth. On Wednesday, originally, I was at to be in Brooklyn at a Pidyon HaBen in the morning, so I figured I'm not going to get back on time, so just leave it. But now, the Pidyon HaBen has moved to the late afternoon before Shkia, you know. So technically, I wouldn't mind, copying in another shir, on Wednesday, because, things are getting tight now, and there's a shame we want to be able to start, the next limud as soon as we can. So, okay, we can speak about it tomorrow. We don't have to make any decisions right now. And people who aren't here, they always listen online, just like they'll listen to today's share of life, etc. Okay, but I'm always open to suggestions and ideas and different thoughts.
That's right now,
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow, and maybe even Wednesday.